very quiet. I can hear a road in the very distance, but it's indistinguishable from the sea. I can hear either a stream in the small woodland behind me. Yeah, I think it's a stream rather than just the water dripping off the trees. I'm in Wales, Snowdonia. I'm on the farm, Gilfach Goch, and I came here, is Llameda, and to visit my brother and his family, his kids. Because I was only 2.5 hours away, it turned out to be 3 and a bit, because of the traffic. But it was great getting here. And everybody's gone to bed, and I looked at my fitness stats for the day, and I went for a little run this morning. Didn't feel too good due to a knee injury. Some sharp pain underneath my left kneecap. Possibly something to do with not taking a day off running in the 40-odd days since I started. So I didn't get much exercise done, so I thought I'd just go for a walk up the back hill, and that's where I am now, just up the hill. I had to take my jacket off. Got a kind of a green, tightly woven, bit like Ventile cotton, waterproof, which I did have to wear when I left the car because it was raining. I drove through some mist and some heavy fog and some heavy rain, and then for some reason this side of Snowdonia, on the coastal side near Harlech, and it's a kind of partway between Harlech and Barmouth, seems to hold the clouds back behind the mountains, and they tend to have better weather as far as I know. It tends to be pretty nice over here, and at the moment there's a smattering, a thin layer of clouds above me, but they're just starting to clear, and I'm seeing the stronger starlight just poking through, as if a starch coated colander was over my head, but a couple of the holes are clear for me to see. And as I look up now, there's some pretty big looking bats flying around my head. And just as I got to the top of the hill, as I was walking, I saw these very large objects, apparently in the road. Very still, stationary objects until I got closer. And it looked like the silhouette of a man in a big coat. And I was just about to go, hello, when it kind of turned and I made out the rough head shape of a cow or a bull, I don't know. I think a cow. So there's some big black cows grazing on the land, which are kind of weird because there's so little light because the sky was very heavily overcast when I walked up the hill. I'm just kind of make out rough silhouettes as my eyes adjust. And of course, occasionally glancing down at a smartwatch really does nothing for your night vision. They need to have some kind of sensor so that you know. So it knows when it needs to super dim, or maybe even go red, because I don't think the red spectrum affects your night vision anywhere near as much.
The military is surely not going to be adopting the Apple Watch if it completely destroys your night vision with a simple glance. And
as I look out now towards the sea, which I can't see, but I can kind of roughly make out the edge of the coastline, there's a few lights and a vehicle driving across what is proposed to be the spaceport for the United Kingdom. Is it going to happen? People think very unlikely due to the runway being, is it 600 metres too short or something? It's basically a caravan park too short, and there is a caravan park next door, but caravan parks are worth a lot of money in this neck of the woods, and due to the amount of funding our space program gets, I don't know if they can even buy a caravan port and then drop their spaceport on. If it's a private enterprise, they could probably eat caravan sites for breakfast. But it would be quite amazing to be standing here in 10, 20 years' time, 10 years' time, and be looking down at the hustle and bustle of a busy spaceport with maybe the occasional spacecraft. Sounds like science fiction when I say it like that. Taking off beneath the farm. Pretty amazing. That is a car on the actual road, so it's a lot closer than I thought in the dark. I'm going to walk back down the hill, because wouldn't hurt to have a kind of pre-midnight bedtime. Tomorrow I'll get to catch up with the kids again, which was a lot of fun. My brother's kids are amazing, amazing children. They speak Portuguese, English, and now Welsh. Quite astounding. And he's doing an amazing job out here in Wales, enjoying the countryside, feeling a part of the mountains and the communities. And he's really showing them a different kind of life here. And after I catch up with them tomorrow morning, because they'll be on the way to school, maybe pop over to Port Maddock. It's not really on the way home, but if I go to Port Maddock and drive back that way, I'll get to pop into Cobb Records and see what kind of vinyl's on offer. Don't know what I'm going to do about my knee. Will I be having a run in the morning? I phoned phone friends who I know are avid, active runners. There's Benny Crime, who's been running on and off for a long time now. And Dan Bauscher, that's the Twitter names of both of them. And Dan has run marathons and probably had every injury under the sun. So when I said to him my left knee was playing up, he says, sounds very similar to the kind of thing he had. And both Dan and Benny Crime gave the same advice. And that was, rest it. Don't do anything too heavy duty. Maybe go cycling. Which is good advice, even though I'd be reluctant to take a day off because of the whole continued straight sweep. But my health is more important than a calendar filled with X's of me not taking a day off running. Not the wisest move when you're new to the whole thing. So it's nice to have a walk up the hill, that's for sure. And breathe the air. Just got a slight nostril for sheep poo there. And I'm just taking the ambiance that is the Welsh countryside. I love it.